Hey everybody, welcome back. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Cardone Solutions Podcast. I'm your host of the Cardone Solutions Podcast. My name is David Bradley, Senior Training Facilitator. See, I'm still on that old title. I got to switch over a little bit. Sometimes it creeps up on me. No need to edit that one out. Why not? Heck, the heck with it. Training Facilitator and Coach. That's what I do with Grant now, okay? Still a sales and marketing manager. I mean, who are we kidding? You want to buy something from me? I'll sell it to you, of course, right? However, my primary job title, Training Facilitator and Coach with Grant Cardone, okay? Today's episode is going to be awesome. We are going to go deep. I'm going to put a lot of me into this thing as well as a lot of Grant into this thing. And we're just going to be answering the question, was there something missing behind that book, The Secret? You've heard of it. You've read it. We know about the law of attraction. We understand the value of manifesting. But what was there something missing? Did they give it to you all? Did they give you the whole secret, or is there a secret in the secret? Right? Okay. So, a little quick, if you're a first-timer, welcome. Thank you for being here. This podcast is very much off the cuff. Of course, I have some themes to it, but I'm just sort of spitballing most of these episodes. So, welcome. Enjoy the hilarity and all of it. So, thank you for being here. Next. If you haven't subscribed, please make sure that you do so. That way you don't miss a thing. And if you get value from it, if it's giving you some benefit, if it's helping, please don't hold on to it. Share it. Get it out into the universe so other people can benefit from it as well. Okay, I want to have an impact on people, and I need your help to do that. So if you find something valuable here, share it out. And I promise you, somebody else is going to trip in and be like, man, I needed to hear that today. Okay, so by you sharing it, you're helping other people. So thanks in advance for doing that. Okay, now before I get too far into today's topic, let me just drop a quick word from our sponsor. The Cardone Solutions Podcast is being brought to you today by Grant Cardone and Cardone University's coaching program. Here's what we know. Here's what we got going on right now. 84% of managers too busy to train and coach their team the way they wish they could. Most managers got into management because they could produce and they were never taught how to train people in a way that motivates and transfers skill. Lastly, there's an 88% improvement in production and productivity when coaching and training gets involved. So, enter the Cardone University Coaching Program, okay, where we literally become an extension of you and your management team and your leadership. Here's what you get. Full access to Grant Cardone's online platform, Cardone University, over 1,500 segments of content that you guys can train on, 30-plus managed learning courses facilitated by a certified Cardone trainer, okay, and then our process will increase engagement with your people and accountability, and you get to have us at a fraction of the cost as to hiring somebody else to come in and do all this stuff in-house, okay? We're going to work with you and your team to increase your sales volume and profitability while lowering extraneous costs and expanding market share. That's right. We can do all that. And done right, 15 to 30% new business in the first 90 days is a pretty common occurrence, okay? So for a complimentary sales process and training analysis plus customized training proposal, call 310-777-0352 or email me, david@grantcardone.com. Looking forward to talking with you. All right. Are you ready? Buckle up. Put on your seatbelt. Maybe even a helmet. Probably not a helmet, but get ready. Okay. All right. So listen. Attracting into your life the desires of your heart and manifesting your destiny are not only popular concepts, but arguably a consistent law of nature with principles that have very specific guidelines. And if you consider yourself to be a lucky person, then perhaps you just follow those guidelines quite nicely without even knowing it. Do you know anybody? Can you think of somebody for whom everything just seems to work out for them? How does that happen? Does it ever like get on your nerves a little bit? You're like, God, what is with that guy? Now, luck is defined in many ways. Personally, I prefer Seneca's definition, where he said, luck is when preparation meets opportunity. It's a favorite of mine. Luck is when preparation meets opportunity. So if you'd like to create luck, then you best be prepared. And you best be out there finding opportunity. And that's the implication for me, is that you can learn to be lucky and you can create luck. So in that book, The Secret, you very quickly come to understand that the secret is the law of attraction. And the law of attraction basically says like attracts like. We also learn that what you think about is what you attract into your life. And if you put certain energies out into the world or the universe, then that is the energy that will flow back to you, will flow back to you. So therefore, if your attitude's off, so will so much else be in your life. And since like attracts like, you can exemplify this in a few ways. Words, either spoken or thought, like always and never, those can easily become self-fulfilling prophecies. Man, this always happens to me. She never does that for me. Right? Always, never become self-fulfilling prophecies. You put your worries on getting stuck in traffic, and what do you think is going to happen? Begin to believe you don't deserve a good relationship. Begin to believe you don't deserve wealth. Begin to believe you don't deserve happiness. What do you think is going to happen? And isn't it interesting, however, that when you know that this, whatever this may be, is going to happen, that it does? And this can be extremely positive as well, right? So let's look at the plus side of this thing. Love at first sight has been true for many. Baseball players often know they're about to hit a home run long before they step up to the plate, Babe Ruth. You ever been thinking about somebody and then they just call? Coincidence? Perhaps. Scientifically speaking, how many coincidences are necessary to create a hypothesis? I don't know. But while we're at it, how many coincidences do I need for a theory and then a fact? Because the word coincidence comes from coincide, and coincide means to occupy the same space at the same time. So when I put a specific energy out into the universe, my mind will tend to focus on bringing that into fruition. And the greater the focus, the greater the possibility of a coincidence. So the secret goes into the powerful process of visualization and then looks at the many different ways to attract a multitude of wonderful things into your life. But, it's always a but, is something missing? Is the secret complete? Or is it just one piece of a greater formula for success? Thoughts are things. That's a quote from Napoleon Hill. And then Emerson, Ralph Waldo Emerson, that is, says that a man is what he thinks he is all day. So there's those, okay? And then we have multiple others, quotes that are self-realization themed. And they form the basis for you and me attracting into our life abundance and success. They're also the very same concepts which allow for self-sabotage and undermining the very goals and dreams that you have. You become what you think about. And that's a quote from a book called Manifest Your Destiny by a guy named Wayne Dyer. While we've never met, I consider him a personal friend. And in that book, he lays out 9 spiritual principles that you can follow to bring about permanent change in your life, as well as specifically attracting into your life the deepest desires of your heart. More often than not, you will quickly find that those desires are not just monetary or material, but something deeper. So if you take a monetary or material desire that you might have, I think if you dig a little bit deeper, it may have meaning beyond just what it is. Follow? And so it takes a spiritual path to walk the road of manifesting. And you're going to be literally, if you're going to do this, then you're going to be required to be introduced to parts of yourself that you didn't even know. And there will also be challenges to begin connecting to something like you got to connect to something bigger than you. That's the point I'm making, okay? And you may find that many of the ideals that you grew up with becoming challenged, and you may need to re-examine how you see yourself. And so beyond the secret lies this journey, which will allow you to meet Who? Your higher self, your highest self. And you're also going to be able to reconnect to that which brought you into being. And so if you have some self-sabotaging behaviors now, eliminating those means challenging and then changing many of your belief systems about you. It also means finally accepting the reality that you're worthy of something greater for yourself. And this can be one of the biggest challenges that people face as they start working on bringing into their life something better. Cleaning out the past, paving over the potholes, eliminating roadblocks, and those are now your responsibility. And it doesn't matter anymore who may have derailed you in the past. Who made the potholes? Irrelevant, okay? Who put up the roadblocks? Doesn't matter. What matters now is that you remove them from your path. And once that is achieved, you may have to relearn that not only are you fully capable of doing, but also fully deserving of receiving something much greater, regardless of where you're at right now. So from here, the path laid out by The Secret and by Dr. Dyer, it takes a unique turn. And if I was going to critique The Secret, like criticize it, literally, I would tell you that it just grazes over the aspect of a higher power. Just skips right on over it. And here you have this entire book on the law of attraction with input from some of today's greatest spiritual leaders, and yet there's no real talk of that God guy. The Secret, it brushes past the idea of communication with a higher power, and it doesn't have to be God. It could be anybody you want it to be, okay? Which is why I say the road to manifestation will require you to re-examine many an idea you grew up with about your place in the universe, who this God person is, okay? What Jesus might have been trying to tell you all along. And so for further study on that, it's a different topic altogether, not really appropriate for the podcast, but if you haven't yet, go read Wayne Dyer's book, The Power of Intention, because the subtitle of that book is this: Learning to Co-Create Your World Your Way. And without examining the entire book right now, let me just look at with you what the concept is of that first subtitle: Learning to Co-Create Your World Your Way. What word here is standing out in bold relief? Co-create. What the hell does that even mean? That's a word that can instill fear and relief all in one swoop, depending on how you look at it. I mean, actually, there should be no real fear, right? It should be all relief. Knowing that you have a spiritual partner in the quest that you're on, in this life, and in your ability to practice the law of attraction and manifesting your destiny. This will hinge on your ability to have a relationship with so many names. You pick the one that works best for you. God, Allah, Yahweh, Krishna, Buddha, Rama, Jehovah, you pick it. Same deity if you ask me. But again, different topic, different discussion altogether, okay? So if you communicate, co-create with this higher awareness and consciousness, and it is in the conversation that you will find the energy to work with and use the law of attraction. And yes, this is just a Jedi mind trick. And since we're on the subject of Star Wars and the Force, okay, let us use that as a fine example to tie all this in, okay? In the first Star Wars movie, Ben Kenobi defines the Force as this: the Force is what gives a Jedi his power. It's an energy field created by all living things. It surrounds us, it penetrates us, it binds the galaxy together. It is the Force that allows a Jedi to move objects, attracting them to them. Right? Every Star Wars movie, somebody is using the Force to get their lightsaber over there, right? So the bottom line here is this: use the Force. The Force is God. Okay, be open to it. Work with it. Use it to bring real and lasting change into your life. Okay, now what? Now what, Dave? What's the missing ingredient? You promised that. Okay, here it is. You ready? Okay, the missing ingredient? If you haven't read it yet. Grant's book, Sell or Be Sold. You're going to hear Grant talk about the 4 degrees of action. And they are this. 1, the right action. 2, the wrong action. 3, no action. 4, massive action. Okay? So what is all of that, what does this have to do with the law of attraction and manifesting? Wait a second. What is this guy, why are we talking about action now? Okay, I thought this was going to be easy. I thought all I had to do was sit on a rock somewhere and focus, and then everything I want is just going to show right up, right? No. Isn't that what this whole attraction thing's about? Like, nobody said anything about doing something. I've been duped. Actually, you duped yourself. And look, if you want checks in the mail like they talk about in The Secret, yeah, you're going to need the power of visualization. You need to stay focused on your goal. And you need to put the energy of checks in the mail out in the universe. That's a gimme. And if you're filled with I can't or that's never going to happen to me, then that's exactly what you're going to attract. However, if you spend your life waiting for what you want to show up, then that is exactly how you will spend your life because that is the energy you are putting out there. Like attracts like. Therefore, want attracts want. Want more? More want. Congratulations. That means massive amounts of action attracts massive results. You need to act. And you need to act massively if your dreams and goals are going to become a reality. What can you expect if you don't take massive action? This reminds me of a joke. So there's a man, and he's in a rainstorm, and the water, it starts to rise. And he goes into his house, and he saw his friends that were running for higher ground, and they told him of the coming flood. The flood is coming. And they asked if he was coming along, and he boldly says, "No! God will save me." As the water continues to rise, a man in a truck comes by and says, "Come on, get in." The guy says, "No, God will save me." Soon the man was on the second floor of his house with the water up to his knees, looking out the window. Some guy in a boat comes by and says, "Hey, come on in. Let me get you out of here." "Nope, God will save me." Next thing he knows, he's standing on his roof, looking skyward as the water rose. And the current gets rougher and rougher. And a helicopter flies overhead, drops down a ladder. "Get on the ladder." "Nope, God will save me," he says. Moments later, the man drowned. Later that day, when he arrived in heaven, frustrated, he blows past everybody else in line, pushes St. Peter aside, and makes a beeline for God Almighty. "What happened?" the man says in anger. "I put all of my faith in you, and you didn't save me." God replied, "What are you talking about, man? First I warned you, then I sent a truck, I sent a boat, and a helicopter. If you refuse to take action, nothing good will happen, even when good comes your way." Drop the mic. How would you like to guarantee that all the fruits of your labor come to fruition? It's simple, really. Once you have a hold on your ability to communicate with your higher self and that higher power, you then begin to place the correct level and frequency of energy into the universe. From there, you shall go about taking the necessary amount of action necessary to reap all that you have sown. How much is that exactly? How much action are we talking about? Well, if you're looking for some guarantee of success, then you very well need to start at least, 10 times. 10 times the amount of action you just thought would be necessary to achieve your desired outcome. In other words, not only heeding the warning, but take the truck, the boat, and the chopper. You get it? Take them all. Massive action. And beware of the snake oil salesman who tries to convince you that there's an easy way to success. Look at all the diet products out there. And yet we still have a massive obesity epidemic right now. And every single one of them is completely unnecessary and useless if you just eat right and exercise in the first place. Everything that has led to this part in this conversation is 100% true and accurate. And I'm telling you right now that the missing ingredient in the secret is backing up all of that visualization, all of that intention with a massive level of action. Remember what I said, luck is when preparation meets opportunity. Remember that? So are you prepared for luck? How are you co-creating? There's that word again. How are you co-creating your own luck? And what are you doing to ensure that luck arrives right on time? Think about it. And there you have it. That's me challenging you to put some real thought into it. It's not just about thinking. There's a lot of doing that comes in this, right? You can't just sit by and hope. You can't sit on a rock and wait for something to show up. You got to literally go out there, take the necessary amount of action. That would be about 10x what you think it is. Grant says you want to have 10 deals working for every single one that you want. That deal could represent anything you want to create in your life. And that's really what's happening here. You are co-creating that in your life. What'd you get from today? What were some new concepts and angles that you hadn't thought of before? Does it change how you view the secret? Does it change how you view the law of attraction? Does it change how you view manifestation? Because if you don't do something, ain't nothing gonna happen. Okay. So this has been another exciting episode of the Cardone Solutions Podcast. Let me know what you think. Leave me some comments below somewhere, okay? Share this out with other people if you got something from it. Make sure you've subscribed. Thank you so much, and be great. Because nothing else pays, and we'll see you soon.